Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Lord. Have your mercy.
Yes,
Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't want no devils.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Oh.
Yes.
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love, man. We know we need it. Pray for Paris, pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight.
ready for that. Y'all ain't ready.
You are now tuned into BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
Well, I'm back. I'm back. We back. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio show. Man, you know what? I'm about to call myself out big time tonight. See, that it is BZNZ Internet Talk Radio. I got to do that because my guest is coming on tonight. We're going to interview her tonight. She's going to get me all the way together. Never did tell her the name of the podcast. I just sent her the link, the info, and just bamped. She just went in on me 3 minutes ago, so... Yeah, she gonna get me tonight, y'all. She gonna get me. I'm so sorry. Never told her the name. But you know what? When she put out the flyer, I really was digging the flyer because she had on that mug SOS, the Super Soup or Salad Chronicles. I'm like, man, that really does sound like a dope name for a podcast. So you welcome. Whoever listening, I know somebody gonna take the idea. Whoever listening, you welcome. There you go. All right. Man. Hope everybody had a great week. Shout out to all the mothers, man, for real. I'm so sorry we didn't even get a chance to wish the mothers a happy Mother's Day last Thursday. We didn't even say anything about Mother's Day. We were so caught up in our subject topic. So tonight, happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Happy belated Mother's Day to all of the mothers. We are so thankful and honored for everything that you do. All of the sacrifices that was made. We are thankful. We are thankful. We are thankful. Tonight, topic is, I don't see anybody in the studio. I don't see none of my co-hosts. So we're going to roll solo until my guests get here. But tonight's topic is design with your name on it. We are still continuing in the Soup or Sally Chronicles. And we want to talk about traditional dating. Okay, we want to talk about traditional dating in a sense of if traditional dating was to come back, would you really be ready? Here's a question that I saw in the group today, and this question is going to permeate throughout the flow of the show tonight. Check this out. Ladies, answer truthfully. If you could have your 1950s man who pumped gas, took out trash, opened doors, worked, took you out on dates, etc., would you be willing to do what your grandma did to keep? And I'm going to let that question just sit up there for a while because that's what needs to marinate tonight. There's that bottom part, really. The last thing, the question, would you be willing to do what your grandma did to keep him? Okay, because everybody want to be in a relationship, but nobody want to do the work that the necessary work that is required to do to keep the relationship. Okay, you got people out here want to be like your girl Portia. Oh, I don't even want to go in on Portia. Anyway. I mean, this man's still married, and she talking about she engaged to the man. Like. Where they do that at, okay? You got people out here that want things to just come easy without doing any work, okay? I was on the panel last night. Because talking about how this one lady, she divorced her husband because she said that the sex was not top-notch how she thought it was supposed to be. But here's the kicker, though. When the lady came to me for counsel, I was talking to the lady, and I was like, okay, did you try remedies? Did you try to put things, did you try to put one and one together, two and two together to make it work? Like, you know, did he have ED? Okay, did you introduce him to real men drink water? Okay, as a matter of fact, I gotta take me a sip right now. Did you take him to the doctor? Did you take him to the doctor? Okay, did you try the necessary things that were required to keep the man? You know what she said? No, because a man is supposed to know a woman's body. Okay, I give you that. A man is supposed to know a woman's body, okay? Yeah, I mean, meaning that, you know, you turn off the lights, it gets dark, he's supposed to know where your breasts at. He's supposed to know where the cooch is at. He's supposed to know where the ass is at. He's supposed to know where the lips is at. But if you want your toes licked, how is he supposed to know that? Come on, that's what I'm saying. If you want your, you know, I don't see how people do this. I ain't shaming nobody. But, you know, if you want that dookie soup, if you want the dookie soup licked, how is he supposed to know unless you verbally open up your mouth? But that's what I'm talking about, though. You have to put in the necessary work to keep a husband or to keep a wife, man. I mean, you know, let's get on the men. You can't just... You know what I mean? You can't just stay at home and play video games and expect your dinner and everything to be on the stove. Come on now. What kind of a man stays home and play video games all day? Come on now. I'm so glad that the buddies that I have that play video games, they're out there in the streets getting that hustle in. They are out there in the streets getting the hustle in. Also, I got an article, too, that we're going to go through. Okay, what does the article say? 13 old-fashioned, I don't know what the article say. It said 13 old-fashioned dating advice no one follows anymore. So we're gonna go through these. I'm going to share the screen, and we're going to go through these later on tonight. But this is something that must be addressed. Let me go back to the question. Go back to the question at the bottom of the screen. I see one of my co-hosts has arrived. I don't know why our screen is looking like it is, though, but, you know, that's what's up. I see my guest has arrived. Let me see. The bottom question says, would you be willing to do what your grandma did to keep him? I'm looking in the chat. I see somebody that wrote something in the chat already. They said, no, they are not. Hold on, let me put that. I'm going to put it on the screen. Blow them up. That's Mr. D. He said, no, they are not. Japora, shout out to Japora. I don't know who you are, ma'am, but thank you for joining. Please make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page at BZNZ Talk. Hit that notification bell to let you know when we are live. Yeah, and I do only because I have a husband that does. Okay. All right. So somebody is married in here. Okay. Shout out to the marriage. Could have been her. I don't know what D's saying. I don't know what he's talking about. Could have been her. But we're going to read it one more again. Then I'm going to bring in Jazzy. And then we're going to introduce our guest tonight. Ladies, answer truthfully. If you could have your 1950s man who pumped gas, took out trash, opened doors, worked, took you out on dates, etc., would you be willing to do what your grandma did to keep him? That's her mother. Okay. Miss Japora Jackson is her mother. Okay, well, welcome, moms. Welcome. All right. But again, would you be willing? I don't want to go too deep. Let me bring in Jazzy. What's up, Jazzy? Coming in all quiet. Oh, you tired? That's what it is. Tired. I hear you. I'm tired too. So, I mean, answer the question. Would you be willing to keep? It took you like five extra seconds, too long, to answer that question. I was down. I was like, dang. I'm like, dang, is she going? I'm like, what is she doing? Is she going to answer the question? Would you be willing to do what? Okay, go ahead. what do you say? Sounds like most of these women have slaves and simps. Oh my God, Anthony is on the scene. Anthony is on the scene. Wait, hold on, Jazzy. Why you roll your eyes like that, Jazzy? Don't be like that. I see the eyes roll. She should be tired. She been running through my mind all day. Oh, he talking about you. Jeremy Nicole. Welcome, Jeremy Nicole. Please make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page and hit that notification bell so to let you know when we're live. She said, no. What? No, you're not willing, Jeremy. You're not willing to do what your grandma did to Kegel. Oh, let me take her comment up off the screen. That's depressing right there. All right. We're going to talk about grandma now. Thing is, that's the whole point, is that I think in 2021, we focusing so much on what the other person is doing till we can't even focus on what we doing. Hello, what you got on that? Right. He said that woke you up right there. He gave you a little something to wake you up. Somebody said they agree. Let's go back to Germany. She said men now don't have the same respect for their household as they did. Let me put the question back up there one more time, because I need you to get the full scope, get the full understanding of what's going on here, Germany. Look at the question. It says, lady, answer truthfully. If you could have you're a 1950s man who pumped your gas, took out trash, opened doors, worked, took you out on dates, etc., like lick your ass, suck your toes, all that fine stuff. If you could have that man, would you be willing to, you know, that's what most of y'all like now. That's what y'all like. That is what y'all like. Okay. Would you be willing? I mean, I read Facebook stats and stuff, and it's all on Facebook, so they know it. It's all out there on Facebook. Okay, ladies, I won't put y'all secrets out there, because, hey, you know, let me move this real quick, because I want this to be put out there, too. Wait, no, don't come back now, hold on. If you're asking me, I don't partake in that, but anyway, I'm just saying, it's written out, not by me, it ain't getting done by me. I'm just saying that I see it all on Facebook. How the ladies be like, oh, he got to eat it like groceries, girl. I see it all the time, eating it like groceries. All right, man, let me start. Let me go ahead and bring in. We're going to bring in our guest, man. Let me read her bio. Man, y'all in for one tonight. We got the guest. Her father is a friend of the radio program, Mr. Paul Posey. Shout out to Paul for making this connection. She is a 30-year-old woman, native of Gary, Indiana, mother of one, ambitious black businesswoman with a passion for promoting confidence, self-love, and self-care. And the name of her business is, what's the name of her business? Pretty Weeks. Pretty Weeks. I'm tripping. Pretty Weeks. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, she gonna get me all the way together anyway. Let's bring on Miss Niecy Posey. Welcome. I'm good. See? She want them eight. She want them eight. So make sure you get some oil or some salve on it later, because the way you like your groceries, the way you sound like you like your groceries, ain't your booty hole gonna be raw. All right. Go ahead. Is that a question you asked for me? Okay. Okay. Oh, so you saying the guys that you deal with, they already do all that. Okay, that's cool. Okay, so I see we got a unicorn on the show tonight. Let me ask Jazzy. The men that you've dealt with, you know, all the men you dated or whatever in your life, have they done this? Yes, all they, mm-hmm. All they have. Okay, all right. So we two and oh on the show. Okay, two unicorns. I'm not dating anyone right now, so, you know, no, I know about the cooking and cleaning. Say it again. My last ex I had a couple of years ago, but the most recent ex, no, she, you know, she wasn't cooking and cleaning, not like that. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. No. She didn't like me?
No.
Probably why we're not together. That's probably why we're not together. I agree. You know what? Hey, I'm actually agreeing. I mean, I'm agreeing with both of y'all. I'm agreeing with, wait, hold on. That's about the same thing. If she didn't want to be wiped by me personally, then I would. Okay. Well, you know what, I'm going to say that she cooked in her house. So I guess, you know, I like, you know, some of y'all ladies, y'all don't like cooking at other folks' houses like that. Y'all want to use y'all own pots and pans and stuff like that. So she did cook me one meal at her house. And you know, wait, I mean, it is what it is. One meal. At least I got one out the deal. Not long. A few months. It was when the pandemic first hit, so you know, we weren't really going out nowhere, so you know. A few months. Mm-hmm. D, go somewhere. Most definitely, I was grateful. I sure was grateful. All right, now, did that answer your question, Miss Niecy? Okay, all right. Well, what you got for us tonight? None of that intimidates me, but I mean, it's just like, I talk when you get through introducing everything you got. I'll talk about it. Thank you. Whoa. I'm not intimidated by nothing, but I don't know. This is my thing. My thing is this. I don't know if, see me, I'm already amusement park with a woman, so I don't know if the toys will really play a significant role with me and mine. I'm already that amusement park. Now, but you know, I'm gonna tell you though, I'm gonna have to buy some of them candles about for you though. I like the candles, the naked lady candles, because I got those sitting on my little tables and stuff, and you know why they when they come up. Most definitely, yes. What's up? I appreciate that. Now, okay. Let me ask you before I get really crazy with it. Let me ask you, what was the inspiration for starting Pretty Wicks? Okay. Yeah. Okay, okay. So let's go a little deeper. So do you have a man? And he uses some of those products on you? Okay, I got you. Cause see, oh man, I hate to tell this story. Oh God, I don't want to tell this story, but I was with a chick. Okay, we was doing our thing, and okay, I was you know beating it up, what you say, beating it up from the bay, and then I felt something vibrating. She put a vibrator something on her clit. And the thing was on me. I'm like, whoa. I was like, what the hell is that? She's like, was that too soon? I was like, what the hell is that vibrating on my stuff? You know what? That could have been cool put on the show because that vibrating stuff, I don't know. Maybe I don't really like stuff that vibrate anyway. So, you know, imagine as a man, imagine you got her. She, you know, face down, ass up, and you up there doing it, and the next you feel something going, zzz, zzz, like, oh, I had to jump back up off of, like, what's that? And I'm like a cleanliness type dude, too. When it comes down to sex, I'm all about cleanliness, so... It's like, I'm like, okay, when was the last time you nutted all over that vibrator? Did you wash it? Did you sanitize? You know what I'm saying? I need to know all that because I don't want all that mess all up on me like that. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm going to say this right now. Anthony, go on and get your background and everything together because the women seeing you posting a lot of stuff in the chat room, so go on and get your background together. We're going to bring you up on the screen. It's just us three here tonight, so come on, get on the screen because I want Anthony to explain this. I want Anthony to come on and explain because Melinda got him on the ropes right now. She said, I feel a lot of judgment in this room. Why anybody got to be a freak? So, Anthony, come on in. I'm saying this. Okay, then the chick, she went my chick, if you can get what I'm saying. So that's another thing. I'm like, don't be just putting stuff all on me like that because this could have been something you used on the last nigga. So, you know, I really was kind of like, nah. I don't want none of that touching me. Right. I don't know why she laughing. Okay. That's what's up. I say, yeah, really, it'd work better if it was, you know, someone I was in a relationship in, married to, maybe we could do that. But yeah, that chick right there, no. Say what? No. You can't be just a overnight like that, an overnight stay just doing that. No, you have to be in a relationship with me If you're trying to use that, use a toy and all that. It's kind of like what you said, though. Use the toy on yourself, you know what I'm saying? It, you know what I'm saying? Do that. Use the toy on yourself. Give me a show, okay? I go to the ATM, get them one, and I'm about to make them ring like I don't know what. So, we going to really have a ball. Until she got that vibrate mess up off me, and she was just like, oh, too soon, and she put it back on the little nightstand. And I went on ahead and finished the upgrade. I still remember that little, I'm like, whatever that little vibrate thing is, keep that bad boy away from me. I mean, I'm just saying, especially for her, keep that away from me, because you entertaining other niggas, okay? So I can't have stuff, because you probably used that on the last nigga, so don't put it on me. Right. I mean, maybe she wanted to use it on somebody that was, you know, doing all right, but use it on the amateur niggas that you let come through here, put it on them. All right, let me start. Oh, he's traumatized. Wait, hold on. Who are you? Melinda Sugar Nelson, Sweetie Pie, who traumatized? I ain't traumatized. It's just, you know, it's like I have so much going on up there, like, number one, you're not my girlfriend. Number two, you just your bedroom buddy. Okay, I'm trying not to cuss. And number three, I don't know about none of the other Negroes that you've been entertaining, so that device should not be touching any parts of my body. Should have talked about it. You know what? I agree. Should have talked about it first. Right. Exactly. That's right. I'm gonna say this. I had another element of surprise, and she almost got her finger broke. So I'm gonna leave that right there, and we're gonna let Jazzy go ahead and talk. Let Jazzy go. Jazzy, question. Stop. When is your birthday, Jazzy? What month is your birthday in, Jazzy? When is your birthday, Jazzy? Oh, okay. All right. Right, and I know how y'all get down. Enough said. Where is Anthony at, man? I need Anthony in the room. Anthony about to get you together on BZNZ. You Scorpio? Oh my God. Especially when she come on here talking about she like her groceries ate. I was like, oh, I already know what time it is. Oh, I'm tripping. I got you to Dwayne. Let me send, I'm going to send a link to you. Who is that? Melinda. No, okay, I can't pronounce his name. What's that name? Agderger. Okay, what's your friend's name right here, Ms. Stewart? Ms. Stewart, okay, she's talking about break fingers. Just put two and two together and you'll know what I'm talking about. Put two and two together. Okay, look. Number one, there are certain things that is off limits. The dookie suit is one. Hold on, why y'all breathing like that? Why y'all breathe like that? tags? No. That has never appealed to me. No, yeah, the Dookie suit has never ever appealed to me to be sexy at all. Sit back and breathe. Man, Dwayne, man, hurry up, get in here, Dwayne. I can't, hold on, okay. Woo, she says, sit back and breathe. Oh, okay, it's about to be one of those type of party. Ooh, okay. Nah, that is never, okay, let's get to these comments. I agree. Stu, okay, what did Stuart say? What Mr. T and Free, like they there had to be some talk. And what did you do to make her think things were okay? That's what I'm saying. But now let me get you together, Miss Stuart. This is not the same woman that put that child to use the vibrate. This ain't her. This is not the same one, this is a different one. Hold on, wait. I mean, I don't put all my stuff out there in the street, but when I do lay it down now, okay, that's it. When I lay it down, that hammer comes down hard, and it probably messes stuff up. It messes stuff up top up there. So that's probably what that is. All right, hey, say what? When that hammer drops down, when it comes down, it messes stuff up top. Go ahead. All right, we got Dwayne in the building. Let me let Dwayne go ahead and say what's on his mind. Get them together, Dwayne. Get them together.
Always talk with them. Most definitely. I'm getting them candles. I need now. You, what you got? You got the white and the black candles. Go ahead.
Society has brought to everybody's attention things that if
Okay, we're gonna move on. We're gonna move on in a few. Go ahead. You know what, Ms. Posey, I have to actually agree with you on that, because what I want to see, because I heard you said your circle of friends could come on here and talk to us. I would love to have them on stage. I would love to have them on stage because, you know, I talk to all types of women, all types. So to have a group of women on this show that's not on the BS that Dwayne and myself see on Facebook, that'd be like a godsend. That would be a godsend on here. I mean, we already got Jazzy and Kiki, so you know, and we're gonna have more. I would love for that. Are you on Instagram? Okay.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say this. Okay, you said you don't see that. Now I see a lot of money making women out there that's still doing some stuff for clout. I know some women that's making 6-7 figures a year. They still would turn that thing up on Instagram and bag it up. And hey, I'm guilty. I actually enjoy the view sometimes. Okay, I see you. I see you, Miss CEO. I see you, Miss CEO. I see you, girl. I love it. Most definitely. Right? True. As we wrap this segment up, give us another recap of everything you got going on, and let our listeners know, listeners and viewers know, where they can find you to buy a product. Because please believe, I'm going to get a couple of candles up off of you. I am my residence is in Indianapolis. I won't be there till about another couple of weeks though, because I'm out of town working. Appreciate it. She not going nowhere. She gonna stay at the night and kick it with us the whole night. Yeah, because Paul, that's my boy right there. That's my boy. Me and Paul, we talked yesterday for about a couple hours. That's my boy. And that's what I need in my life. I need a woman that, hey, when I walk in, I need to see that plate on the stove. Hey, we go, you know, wait, let me see, hold on. Let me see real quick. Don't go nowhere. Mr. D is over here on the radio side of the game. Oh, man, I'm tripping. Let me go back to the thing. Look, ladies and gentlemen, y'all see the number at the bottom of the screen. It's going that way. If y'all got something to say real quick, are you on the time limit? You only get 1 minute to speak. After that, I'm going to have to drop you. So y'all, if y'all got something to say, whatever, y'all want to chime in, call the number down at the bottom of the screen, area code 323-870-4617. Now, keep in mind, I guess she can hear you, but you're not going to be able to hear her unless you come back over to YouTube or Facebook. I talked to the shop today. They working on my mixer board. They working on it, so we'll be able to make that connection next time or whenever they get through with it. But let me go to Mr. D real quick. He going to speak, and then after that, we're going to reset the stage. Let me hear from D.
Hey, I want to say to you, I want to say to your guests, pretty nice products there. I can't see any man being intimidated by anything that's not flesh. Hey, but, you know, it's some nice products there. I don't see anything for any men. You sell men products there?
He said, I'm going to tell you what you say, D. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't see any products for any men there, you know.
She said,
you know,
thank you,
you know,
very much. D.
Yeah.
She said,
you know,
you
when you get
the. She do have men products.
Oh, okay, because, you know, when you get 300 years old, man, any help is better than no help. Yeah, that's, hey, it's nice the way they threw that up there, www.prettywick.com.
Yeah, I just put that up there. Yeah, I put that. Hold on, she did it again. Maybe that was the wrong one. Maybe that was the wrong one. She did it again. I put that one up there, too. Baby D, she said reach out to her on Facebook or hit up the website, and she'll get you together.
Okay, because I really don't want to educate nobody with all I got, you know. Great show, man. Great show. Tell her to hang in there. She got a nice little setup going.
Okay, that's what's up. Hey. Hey, D, I'm about to tell D, are you still there, D? D.
Yeah, boss, I'm still around,
D,
boss.
Hey, D, she said she bet
yeah.
You probably is amazing.
Oh, tell her watch out, because I listen to Dr. Ruth, the sex therapist, so I know everything about anything.
Okay, let me give a quick shout out to Dr. Ruth. This goes to Dr. Ruth, everybody. Alright, hey, what we gonna do, y'all?
Oh man, you can't do that to Dr. Man, she's married to her.
I ain't tripping on Dr. Room. I used to watch the Dr. Room show too back when I was a kid. Yep, don't ask me how I was able to watch it when I was a kid, but I used to watch it when I was a kid. Hey, we're gonna reset the stage real quick and we'll be right back. Stay on my mind. All right, man, we're so thankful. Stay on my mind. Oh, it's just good. Stay on my mind. Stay on my mind. Oh, man, shout out to my boy Eric Billinger, Drive-By. Yo, welcome back to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe. Man, shout out to Ms. Niecy Posey, man, great presentation of her
business, Pretty Wicks. And you know what? I have much respect for the sister because I see what she's doing. She is giving hope and confidence to get people, to get women's sex charisma back up in the bedroom. Hey man, much props to the sister. Tonight, we have a special topic that we want to deal with, and I wanted to just put something in there. I wanted to put something in there, play a little clip. I think I got a couple clips. Let me see what we got going on here. The Soup and Sally Chronicles that we have been dealing with past couple weeks, okay, and it's great. It's really great because what we're trying to get to, we're trying to level and expose, okay? We're trying to level the playing fields, and we're trying to expose the debauchery, the craziness, the foolishness that goes on in relationships between man and woman, okay? We're trying to expose it because if we try it, we're going to try to get back to this right here. We're going to try to get back to it. There's some things that we have to do, you know? Come on, we're going to get back to the 1950s. There are some things, necessary things that must be done, okay? Number one, we got to do that inner work. You know, Dwayne, he got a shirt that says relationships are not for lazy people. And that's right. We got to do that inner work, okay? And if we do the inner work, okay, then it should be able to work between the two people. The two people should be able to come together and coexist. You want the question back up there? All right, I'll put the question back up there. That's it. We talking about being able to coexist, because what we got right now, we don't have coexisting, okay? I appreciate the sister saying that, you know, her girlfriends, all they see is strong working men and strong working women, submissive women. That's what's up. I can't say the same right now, but you know what? I'm going to say this. I would love to be able to see that. That's something I'm living to see. I want to see the day where I'm like, everybody that's in my immediate circle, and even outside of my circle, are these amazing, God-fearing, submissive, you know, strong. Submissive don't mean weak now. But you can be a strong woman. I would love to see that. I would love to see strong-minded men, men that, you know, that's not doing the saggy pants and, you know, got the cigarellos and the swishes and all that swishes sweets, all they sticking out there. Yeah, but men that are actually in the home, the men that's about building. That's what I'm. That's why we're doing these podcasts, is to promote, growth, and to promote building the relationship, the family structure. That's what we are here to promote. Okay, that's what we're doing. When we talk about the roles and responsibilities, what we trying to do, we trying to bring it back to the 1950s. How was it? How was it during the 1950s? How was it just, you know, when the dating world was like it was, you know, back when men came home at 5, 6 o'clock in the evening to eat dinner with his children, to help do homework with the kids? How was that? Wouldn't you like that in this world that we live in? Okay. But the thing is, we have people, you know, that's, we have people that, you know, that's wasting people's time. Okay, we got people talking about, they're about this, they're about that. But then at the end of the day, they have these hidden agendas. you know, that have these hidden agendas that you done wasted like 4, 5, 6, 7 years of your life because you were the person that you really, that you thought you knew, but you didn't know. Shout out to Al Pacino. That's it. Don't waste my time. That's it. We don't want our time wasted. So a lot of people ask the question, why is it that you don't want to, what is it with y'all talking about? Y'all can't take women out on dates. It ain't about the money. We can get the money back. But what we can't get back is the what? Time. Come on, the time that we didn't spend entertaining you and all that, and you ain't even up to speed or up to par with what we talking about and what our program is. We could have been on to the next one. We don't want to waste no time. I'm gonna play this last clip, man. This clip gonna make you laugh. Okay, tell Miss Posey to bring the ladies on. I promise to be nice. Okay. I'm going to bring this last clip on after that, man. Okay, all right. So what we're going to do, what I'm going to do is go ahead, play this last clip, and then we're going to bring my co-host, Jazzy, back. I'm going to rap with her. All right, there we go. Don't waste your time, man. $250. $250. $250.
Man, shout out to Nephew Tommy, man. I mean, they might take my video down for doing that, but I'm sorry, Nephew. I had to play that. That was so funny. I heard that the other day. Man. Hey, but you know what? I don't see nothing wrong, though. I don't see nothing wrong. She was like 200. Nephew Tommy was like 250. 250. I need that $250. Okay, so you telling me you don't order steak on your first meal, first date? Steak, exactly. Oh, okay. I need that $250. What's sorry, Kelly talking about? That's wrong because they are meeting up. He could have just said we can go Dutch, so we're not wasting each other's time. I mean, okay, what are you talking about? My app is one. I give it up. Yeah. Okay, y'all do know that was a prank, but hey, you know what? I'm just saying that's not a bad idea. Get that insurance. That's insurance right there. That's not a bad idea. Get that insurance. Give me that two fifty. Oh, but it's okay. It's okay to eat up. It's okay to order what you want. Drink what you want. All right, okay. You know I'm fooling. We wouldn't have made it to 5 weeks without talking over the phone. Right. He Karan. Yeah, his name is Karan. That's what Karan said today, man. He said that she wasn't saying all that before. She wasn't saying all that stuff before. Talking about, lose my number. You a weak dude. You a weak ass dude. See? God is jazzy. God is jazzy. You know, okay, I'm going to tell you what's equal. I'm going to go back to the comment. The equal is this right here. The word that's in all caps. That's the equal. The word that's in all caps. Done. That's the equal. But I see what my mans was talking about, though. I see what my mans was talking about. Man, I was just about to bring her back in. I guess she went back out on us. I'm about to bring her back in, Ms. Posey, to see her opinions. Thoughts, but yeah. So Jazzy, you said you cool with going back to the 1950s today. I can tell you what they were doing. So you telling me you ain't asked nobody in the family?
You ain't asked nobody in the family about the 1950s? Well, I'll tell you about the 50s. Okay, the 50s, in the 50s, it was where, I know y'all going to get offended, but I got to say it because y'all know I'm going to say it. If anybody going to say the foolishness, it's got to come from me. So the 50s was a period where people knew their roles, okay? Man, hold on, let me get the camera shot. Man and woman, they both knew their roles. The woman knew, Jazzy, as we spoke on last week about having peace in the home, when daddy come home, she knew that the kids needed to shut it down when daddy walking home. And daddy knew every Friday that the check needs to be handed over to mama so she can take care of the house. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. Next, also back then, a lot of other little things too, because here goes something that my uncles told me. Uncles told me this. They said that women then jump in a man's conversation, and men then jump in a women's conversation. When women is having a tea party, and they, they call it Mary Kay or Avon. When they was having those parties, men stayed away and let the women have their fun. Same as the men. When men have, we talked about this last night, when men have a man Kay all day, the women and the kids stayed away, let the men have their fun. But what do we have in 2021? Women being disrespectful to men. Men being disrespectful. Men being disrespectful to women. Say what? Right, but it's still okay. It's ladies' night out, but a man is still there. A man is still there. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I'm just saying though. Like I know somebody that say they have ladies' nights out, but somehow they said they invite me into it. So I'm like, it's not a ladies' night out. If men is there, what's the point? What's the point? So, you know, this is part of the programming and the way the day was. Like, I mean, about to say it, but all that you all do, they said it wasn't going down in the 50s. They said when this happened, exactly. That's what I was just about to say. It happened behind closed doors. It wasn't that level of disrespect where, you know, cause, I mean, of course, it wasn't social media in the 50s, but it wasn't that level of disrespect where, you know, the woman to pop off in front of the dude in front of everybody. You know what I mean? It wasn't that type of level of disrespect. It was, all right, I'm going to hold it in when I put the kids to bed, and when me and Bae go into the bedroom, then we will talk, and we will talk this thing out. This was the 50s. So what happened from the 50s till now? I'm going to just throw some things out there. You can stop me. You had Women's Lib. You had, you know, the feminist movement. You had the institution of welfare. You had the AIDS and the crack epidemic that came in the 80s. You had all these events that really fucked up the household. That's the thing. When the women, But wait. The thing is, when the ladies was trying to apply for welfare, that's when the white woman on the phone told them today that the nigga couldn't be in the house, so they had to get the nigga about the house so they can receive their benefits. Come on. That's what I'm saying. We just talk about it. Let me bring in. I see Ms. Posey back. Let me bring Ms. Posey back in. There's a lot of men that work. Right. Right. At that time, what time are we talking about? You said that time. Oh, that was after the 50s. That was after the 50s, right? That was in the, like, what, the 60s, latter 60s, early 70s, 70s and 80s when both of those was really popping. The women's lib, the AIDS epidemic, the drugs, you know, all when you had all that popping off, that was between the 70s and the 80s. And that's what I'm saying. Like if the woman wanted, if she wanted welfare, food stamps, and TANF and SNAP, the Negro had to be out of the house. And a lot of them, you're right, a lot of them was out of the house probably doing drugs. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's the war. That's a good one. Yeah, the war. I'm gonna say 50-50 on what you just said. I think there is somebody to blame, and I'm gonna say it's us, the man and the woman. I say we all are to blame because I think that the women's lib, the feminist movement. Okay, because we all know the white woman's struggle with her man was not the same struggle with a black woman and her man. And the thing is, if we had been around that time, maybe I could have been able to say, hey, that white woman's struggle is not your struggle. But, you know, and that's the thing. They began to, that I believe, I'm saying that really broke up the house because they needed assistance, right, because her husband may have went overseas. And worked and maybe got killed. Or if not, didn't get killed, he overseas, they need some assistance. Well, there's some men that was in the house that wasn't able to, that wasn't making enough money. They still need assistance, but then they said he got to be up out of the house. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So the man can't be in the house during this in Section 8? The man can't be in the house during Section 8? Okay, you getting that bread. I see. Oh, yeah, right. Okay. You know what? I know we're talking about a topic right now, but when you said you were property manager, something just clicked in my mind. I think I understand you at a few of these properties because I just tried to get in. I'm like, she looks familiar. When you said that, like, you look familiar. Ah, okay. I know I've probably seen you at some of those properties because I just tried to get in on the section date. I ain't gonna lie. but they would never accept me. They never would accept me. Yeah, I know. I tried it. I saw it is. Especially when I tried to do it. But back to it though is that, you know, I think we all just had a part to play in the remedy. And even 2021, we have a part to play in the remedy. That's why I'm talking about it. That's why I played Nephew Tommy, because Jazzy, we're gonna get back to Jazzy. Jazzy keeps saying the playing grounds was equal, but what Nephew Tommy was pointing out is that, okay, I'm gonna take you out on this date, I'm gonna pay this money for you to eat, and then you know what happens to me. I don't get a second date if you ain't satisfied, but you get a full stomach. That's what Tommy was trying to expose and put out there in the that's what he's trying to put out there in the video. Give me that $250. I need that $250. Big bills. Yeah. That's Nephew Tommy. You know Nephew Tommy. He did a prank phone call. She said, you want $200? He said, no, $250. Big bills. Alright, and then we're gonna use the money to pay for the meal. There it is. We use the money to pay for the meal. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Pay for the meals, pay for the weed, pay for the liquor and the condoms. Let's use that total $250 for all that. There it is. I'm silly. Okay, let me bring in D. After I bring in D, we're gonna bring in Dwayne, because I know Dwayne got some old fire for us, but I want to bring in D because I know D guy, he got the facts. Because I went from the 50s, but I go off and went to uncles and aunties tell me about the 50s. But Mr. D.
I'm here, boss.
There you go.
Yeah, what's up? I'm here,
talk
boss.
Talk to us about the facts. Was I correct on the
okay.
facts?
Okay. Now, back in the days, with me being 350 years old, back in the day when the welfare social worker came around, the man had to ease out the back door kind of swiftly, and the older son had to act like he was wearing Pop's clothes. Because if that wasn't so, Mama was getting snatched off the welfare so she couldn't pay her bills. Even though Pop was out there scuffling, trying to make a little hustle on the side, because now remember, back in the 60s, that's when the civil rights movement really took an explosion back in the 60s. But actually, the civil rights movement started in the 1800s. But, you know, it had to, they had to get it together so that they could, survive. Even right now, you take a lady. I read an article about a lady and her husband, both on Social Security, but they both had to have separate addresses. because the Social Security checks put together goes over what the Social Security office said that they supposed to make, you know, the top dollar for one household. So, you know, they have to live in, they have to have separate addresses so that they both can get their Social Security. The system is all jacked up. The system is jacked up. And a lot of, I must accidentally tell the truth here. Now get ready. I'm going to accidentally tell the truth. A lot of these, I love to be pro-black women. They like to follow after the white woman. The white woman is the first one got started with those sex toys. The white woman is the first one that started the feminist movement. And then the sisters decided to jump on board. The white woman is the one that started wearing them little weave me alone horse tails in the head. So naturally the black woman said, okay, she looks good. I must do that too.
Let me ask you. Okay, I wanted to go back because when you were talking about the Social Security and the welfare, I want to know what happened to that entrepreneurial spirit that our people had during slavery. Because people may not know, but we was entrepreneurs even, you know, like I say, right after slavery. We were sharecroppers and farmers. We had money.
Well, here's what the situation was. We had a whole lot of most of the things that people enjoy today was invented by a black man in a different way, black man and black woman. But because of the Jim Crow laws and the plantation rights of the sharecrop owners, you know, a lot of the things was taken away. And a lot of the darker pigmented people was really not allowed to read and get an education. And a lot of that was handed down from Big Mama to the children, and the children just got scared. Like right now, you've got a lot of darker pigmented people that are scared to read. I mean, they would run from a book like Dracula running from the cross. And, you know, that right there is what stopped a lot of the entrepreneurial in the black race. But I'm glad to see in these latter years, some of the darker pigmented people then dirted up their lawns and they decided to say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and take a whack at this. If this fails, it's going to fail. But I'm going to try to make my own money, be my own boss. And that's good. But basically it was handed down that, you know, black man ain't supposed to read. Black man ain't supposed to have no education. Everything the black man make, let the boss man have it, and we'll go and follow him. Like the black people doing right now, black men and women, they don't like to admit it, but they follow after everything the white man got and trying to move on with. That's the answer, boss.
Okay. Well, all right, thanks, Mr. D. I'm going to bring Dwayne back in, let him rap for a minute, and then we're going to all wrap this thing on up. D got up out of there. All right, what's up, bro? What's up? What you got for us? Right, we got to be a collective force again. All right, I'm bringing the ladies back, and then we're going to wrap this thing on up. Yay, I want to talk to the crew because that I mean, really, that's what we want. We want women that are feminine. We want women that's beautiful. That we want them to join the show and talk to us so that the women that's in the chat room that's looking or the hating as women that's looking, they can see what we're talking about. Like, look, this is who we talking about. I'm gonna hold my camera like this, like y'all on display. Like, see, this is who we talking about. This is who we trying to get you to, you know, to pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? Put y'all up on the pedestal, just like that. Okay. Miss Jazzy, what are we learning tonight? What? Okay. Get that too fatty. Get that too fatty. Just put the too fatty in your cash out. You know, next time you get paid, Jazzy, be like, you know, wait. I'm gonna listen to my good friend Tyree Joe, and I'm gonna go ahead and get this 250, and just drop it off in the bank. Put it on your Cash App card. You can put it on your Cash App card. Okay. All right. You know what, Niecy? I'm gonna say this, Niecy, to all the women women that's looking. You ain't even got to give me $250 in cash. You give me $250 in food stamps. We can still make it work. We can make it work, okay? We can get that little EBT card. We can go buy up some wine, some ice cream. You know what I mean? We can go ahead and do that, okay? Yeah, you can buy. Wait, hey, can you buy wine on EBT? Why you can't buy wine on EBT? Man, I just got said. Wait, why you can't buy wine on EBT? That's food. That's what I'm getting. Okay. Can't get no wine. All right, so we ain't going to get no wine, but we're gonna get some grapes. We got to get grapes, right? Okay. We're gonna get some grapes. We're going to get some juice. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get some olive oil. We're going to get some popcorn kernels. The thing is, a lot of y'all women, y'all sleep on the frying of the popcorn kernels, okay? Y'all like popcorn. I know a lot of women like popcorn, but y'all ain't never met a man that can pop popcorn. Y'all like y'all men to pop y'all's popcorn? See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. I'm one of the men. I'm from the 80s, okay? In the 80s, we didn't have microwaves, so... You know, I don't use microwave. I mean, I have eaten microwave popcorn, but I prefer getting the popcorn kernels, get some olive oil. You ain't got to be olive oil. Get some oil, put it at the bottom of the pan, let that mug get hot, and it start sizzling. It start doing that. You put them kernels in there, that mug be like, pop. Get you that seasoned salt. Get you some lard. Get you some lard seasoned salt. Put that on there, shake that bad boy up. Man, that woman gonna be putty in your hands, okay? She gonna be putty in your hands. What you say, Jazz? Oh, that's right, see, Jazz. She taking it all the way back on school. Now with the butter, I just used the oil because you know the butter was a little too much. But yes, get the butter, put the melted butter on there. Then if you really want to get crazy with it, get you a little cheese. You can sprinkle the cheese on top. Come on. See, there it is. I'm up here talking. We got the potato chip man right in the building, Mr. Lay's on his shirt. He already knows. Shake him up.
Shake him up.
That's how we do. That's how we do. But I'm just saying that. But that's a date in and of itself right there. We're going to have a date where we about to pop popcorn. Come on now. And watch a movie. Okay. Okay, well, hey, well, get with me. We'll put it together. Get with me. Come on, ready. You know, wait, I'm so glad you said that because that's what I'm talking about. In the 20s, you had Black Wall Street where all kind of black people was thriving and doing all kind of stuff. But then what happens the decade later, you had the Great Depression, you know what I'm saying? Shut all that down. So that's when we, you know, we still in the 50s. When the 50s come, you still got the family still being a family unit. But it was maybe the latter 60s, early 70s when they broke up the black family. Okay, I'm about to check that out. Let me ask, I got a question for the lady before we end, but I'm going to ask Dwayne if he got something real quick to drop in there. Right, right. Right, absolutely. No. Come on. Yeah, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna get to the question, and we're gonna get out of here. Thing is, man, I'm gonna tell you, man. I used to get so mad when I would go into the Chinese restaurant, you know, to get, you know, some vegetable fried rice, and I would see black people coming in there ordering wings and French fries. I'm like, why is you ordering that from them? Why are you ordering wings and French fries from them? Can I get a two-piece wing and some fries with my hot sauce from them? So you get the wings too? Ah! Okay, in your defense, okay, I got some. I got some for your defense too. Yeah, here you go. I ain't mad at you, right? Cause I'm gonna tell you, the chicken that when I was eating chicken, the chicken that I liked was the sesame chicken. That was a specialty. But the fried chicken wings and fries, I could get that from, you know what I'm saying? I can have my mama cook that. Wait. Yeah, that's another thing. We got these. I'm about to call their names. I'm calling names. I normally don't do it, but you got Jordans. You got Sharks. Come on. Why are they in business? They're frying chicken and fish. That's what we do. Why are they in business? Oh, yeah, they take food down too, don't they? They sure that they take food. Yes. Jordans and Sharks take food down, even Hooks, what you can do with them, you can bring the food stamps and you can buy the fish raw or whatever. Or you can bring the fish and they'll fry the fish for you and you just pay it with food stamps. Okay, maybe not bring the fish. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have on next week. Yeah. Okay. Okay, let me hit y'all with this question. Let me hit you with this question. All right, I asked this question last night, and the ladies, they all said no. Ladies, if a man genuinely fell into your inbox and was able to keep your attention, okay, would you give him some play? So you dated a man from your inbox. The 250, get the 250, get that 250. Right, okay. Okay, Jazzy. Let me hear from you, Jazz. A date, go out on a date with him. Maybe give him some cookie. Give him some cookie too. Yeah. Y'all don't need to be doing that. Y'all doing too much. Y'all doing too much. When y'all start talking about going to the page, y'all snooping. You can't be snooping. You cannot snoop on a man. I said inbox. I said I fell into the inbox. Well, not me, but a man fell into the inbox. Okay, we not on nobody's page. We fall into the inbox having private connection, communication. Because there's going to be some stuff on there that's going to scare you. It's going to be some stuff on my page that's going to scare you. So I'm telling you, you don't need to go there. First off, let me get you together real quick. Number one, lots of people on my Facebook page, they enjoy my Facebook page. It's just that I say a lot of weird, funny stuff that gets people laughing, and sometimes the message can get kind of screwed, and people really think that's who I am, and I'm like, it's Facebook. I don't put my personal life on Facebook. Oh, most definitely. Right, most definitely. Alright, y'all, we didn't oh wow, the numbers is going up. The number of viewers is going up. Okay, man, shout out to everybody. Shout out to Miss Posey. I appreciate you. I'm gonna have to hit you up. She said she's gonna get me together on the business stuff. So we gonna definitely be in communication. I can't wait. Shout out to my co host Jazzy coming there holding it down for us tonight. You know what I mean? God is Jazzy, okay? Now Jazzy. When you put the name God is in front of Jazzy, that means you gotta represent. Okay, all right. You know what? I give you that. You represented tonight. You know what? I give you a B plus. Okay. Next week you gotta bring the A game. We need the A game next week. Okay. I give you a B plus. All right, shout out to my boy King Dwayne coming in, holding it down for the underrepresented male that's out there in the world. Dwayne held it down for him. He represented for him. Shout out to him. So, all right, I'm about to go on and close this thing on out. All right, everybody, this is how we're going to do this. At the end of the day, get to know your partner sexually. Okay, that's what I'm going to say. Get to know your partner sexually. Have a communication. Lisa Povey, she said it just right. You got to have that conversation. All right? If you ain't got that conversation, you ain't really got nothing. Okay? Because communication is key. And communication is almost everything, you know? That's why I played Nephew Tommy, because he was telling the young lady, he said, hey, bring me the 250. He communicates with you. I put the 250 in the cash out. We're going to really have something going on. And that's the whole point of the Super Solid Chronicles, is because we are exposing and we are leveling. Okay, and we're mainly doing this for the black community, because when you look at other races of people, you see that they don't really have these type of difficulties in their relationships that the black man does. You know what? I done heard philosophers and relationship gurus talk about the white man is not even the black man's enemy. But guess what they said? He is the black man's enemy, the one he lay in bed with. Now, ask yourself, why in the world would the woman that he lay in bed with be his enemy? Come on. You all are exchanging fluids. You all are being intimate and all this, but you are bickering and fighting. Come on. We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better. Man, hey, thank you all. Love you all. Appreciate you all for tuning in tonight. Man, it was a great, great show, great time of understanding. So what we're going to do tonight.